Hi, everyone. You're tuned into Harpistry, music centered on sounds of the harp in its many forms from countries around the globe. I'm Valerie Green. Starting off this hour with music from Germany from Rüdiger Oppermann. "The harp is my voice," he says, and since the early 1970s, his voice has won the hearts of a loyal international following. Those were the days of a great folk revival in Germany, and consequently a whole new generation of young musicians rediscovered traditional European music. And he actually learned the trade of harp making as well. He designed and constructed a special mechanism for the steel string harp, which enabled him to modify and bend the notes in a way never heard before with harp music previously. And with his electric harp, he was able to generate a far greater emphasis on individual notes and tune lines, opening up an entirely new spectrum of harp sounds. And Rüdiger Oppermann also has explored other musical pastures on his extensive travels throughout Africa, India, Asia, and in America, studying various forms of ethnic harp music. His Sound World festivals of the late 1980s and numerous lectures and concerts demonstrated repeatedly his tremendous connection with the various musics of different cultures. So next up, we've got a set of music by Rüdiger Oppermann. Thank you.
Thank you.
Two cuts there from Lisa Lynn and the Elfin Love Tribe from their CD Songs of Good Cheer. We just heard Grevelius, and before that, Fair of the Glen. And starting that set was Rüdiger Oppermann from his recording Unchain My Harp. We heard the title track, followed by Celtic Blues. Next up, we've got Harper Tosh and two cuts from his most recent CD entitled Further.
Thank you. Thank you.
From the recording by Gerald J. Marco, entitled Ancient Ceremonies, we heard Melody from Andromeda, followed by Sacred Ceremony and Ceremony of Universal Love. And before that, from Harper Tosh, his most recent recording is entitled Further, we heard Gilded Mirror and Winter Stars. Next up, we'll hear music of the kugo, which is an ancient harp that first appeared around 2000 BC, and flourished along the Silk trade routes in the Near East before falling into obscurity during the late 17th century. This recording is by Tomoko Sugawara, and she plays a reconstructed instrument based on 6th century Silk Road illustrations, and she juxtaposes ancient and modern compositions from Spain, the Near East, and the Far East as well. We'll hear two cuts from this CD. The beginning, first one is the Archaic Phrase for Kugo, which is a solo piece, followed by a Persian piece entitled Qual, and here she is joined by Ozan Aksoy on the bendir. Thank you.
Thank you.
from the recording entitled China by Vangelis. That was a piece entitled Yin and Yang. Before that, from Patricia Sparrow, her CD is Silk and Bamboo, we heard Dawn, Wind, Bird. And starting that set, we heard from Tomoko Sugawara performing on the Kugo, the ancient harp of the Silk Road. And that piece, that CD is entitled Along the Silk Road. We started with Archaic Phrase for Kugo, followed by Qual, a Persian piece. This has been Harpistry, which was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.
It's a world premiere by the Pittsburgh Symphony's former concertmaster. I'm Jim Cunningham. The next Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast brings you Noah Bendix Bowdley with his own Klezmer Violin Concerto. Plus, Manfred Honeck conducts Mozart's Rondo in C for violin and orchestra and the Mahler Symphony No. 5. It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlow University and the Jack Buncher Foundation from Public Radio International.
Monday night at 7, here on KRVS.
Hello, this is John Green, host of Night Train Jazz, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 for 2 hours of the very latest recorded jazz, as well as a sprinkling of oldies but goodies. That's Night Train, Tuesdays from 8 to 10 here on KRVS, 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles.